I will live in the room and I'll die in the mirror.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome to our Tuesday night medical broadcast with your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis. Hope you all enjoy our shows. And before we get on with our show, let me read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 Radio Show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, with that being said, again, welcome, everybody. If you're new, just tuning in to us, we also have a webpage, a website, in all lowercase letters, www.defendersromanumeral V as in Victor with two small eyes.com. Now, on our webpage, we have a store and a donate button. All proceeds, 100%, go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in the time of need or any shit hits the fan situations. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store. That donate button. Help us to help you and your communities in a time of need. We can be reached on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. That's Defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two large eyes. Now, just know that before you click on that join button, to all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. If you get in and feel that you can't participate, you may leave with no hard feelings. We can also be reached on MeWe by scrolling down to organizations and click on Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. We also have a YouTube channel, which our famous Colonel Kimberly Purvis is in charge of. So be sure to subscribe. And for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you give us your opinions and call in and participate or just to say hello. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call, participate, listen, or just say hello. Area code 914-205-5773. And I will now bring in your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis. And we also have our Captain of Wisconsin, Miss Lorna Munson, a.k.a. Slacker. And we also have, Maria Delamain on the line.
Hey, guys. Sorry I've missed the last few shows, but there was no way I was missing this one.
Well, when we say these are just opinions, I am not suggesting that you go out and use whatever we're going to talk about. But there's a positive, and of course a negative side of what we're going to discuss tonight. I have always been against smoking marijuana. Always. It's just because I've heard too many bad things. The examples of people that I saw smoke it. They just acted stupid. You know, it was no different than them being intoxicated every single day, you know, like a drunken stupor. So it wasn't until, I'd say the last 5 years, I did a lot of research, and I started seeing a lot of documentaries on the benefits of smoking marijuana, using CBD oil and things like that. And there's a good amount of positive things from it. The only bad thing that I know of, it's not the gateway drug to all the other drugs, just to the refrigerator. That's the gateway of smoking. It's to the refrigerator. I'm sorry, but now here's the difference. I did smoke it for a while, and I ended up going off all of my antidepressants, my anxiety medicine, my blood. I mean, I went off all of my medicine for about 2.5 years. The only drawback is when I went back to nursing, you can't smoke because, you know. And the other thing is I didn't have to personally do it like all day, every day, if you know what I mean. Like some people drink the minute they get home from work, or if you're a full-blown alcoholic, they do it the minute they wake up. Personally, I only did it like 3 or 4 times a day. And I'm like, I don't feel anything. So I must be broken.
Kimmy, you know that things are different now with medical marijuana. I mean, because my sister's on it, and she has a prescription, and they actually have pharmacists at these marijuana shops. I forget what they're called, and
yeah,
they help figure out what level of THC you need, for what condition. And some of them, like the CBD oils, actually work on like joint pain or muscular pain.
Do.
It's not just about, you know, getting high and feeling good and not depressed. It helps, you know, with anxiety, or it helps if, you know, even if you're ADHD, it can, you know, like calm you down. Or if you're depressed, it can put you up. It depends on, you know, what it is, what flower you get. It's really kind of interesting. But here's something.
Really? Because I thought it was to get high.
No, the same thing. Alcohol is a proven fact that a glass of red wine or whatever a day can help women, you know, with their menstrual help, you know, or help anybody with their heart. I mean, you know, I mean, not that alcohol is medicinal per se, but I'm just saying that, you know, and marijuana, like alcohol, could be a gateway drug into other things.
It could.
The problem with marijuana, okay, is young people, is when you get high before going into school, you ain't gonna remember shit that you learned. Not a damn thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I've always been against it. But I'm gonna start with this. What are the benefits of smoking? So today it's being reevaluated on a cultural and legal level after being an illegal substance for decades. So recent research reports that a majority of Americans support legalizing marijuana for medical or recreational use. And there's quite a few states that I'm surprised that it's legal. But there's still some researchers and lawmakers want to see more scientific evidence. And I'm sorry, but I don't know how much more evidence that they need, really. So just as synthetic drugs can help some conditions and not others, marijuana isn't a one-size-fits-all treatment. So it's thought that marijuana's benefits come from some of its compounds, the cannabinoids, such as CBD oil. And so CBD is one of the most widely studied cannabinoids in marijuana. It's also found in hemp. Now, in Tennessee, you can use CBD oil, but not smoke marijuana. So, because the CBD oil that they have has no THC in it. So you could get your CBD oil with or without THC, depending on what state you live in. So one of the major differences between CBD and marijuana is the trace amount of THC. And that is best known for its the hallucinogenic effects. Let's see, cannabis plants may contain up to 40% CBD. Now, it's said that CBD oil has an anti-inflammatory effect on your central nervous system, and which goes down to multiple benefits of the body. So they're saying that there's still concerns over the side effects of THC, but, you know, there's different strains. There's your – you might have to help me out with this one. The sativa and sativa, what's the other one? One helps you sleep and one kind of like an upper.
The what,
Bobby? The two different a different type. The sativa.
The two different types of what? Marijuana?
Yeah, the type. I forgot what it's called. Not the I mean, I know there's Purple Kush and Fruity Pebbles and all that. That's not what I'm talking about. I guess the one that, like, I think it's the sativa helps you sleep.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, there's more than two. There are so many different ones out there now.
So
the only reason it was held back being made legal is because of the tobacco and alcohol lobbyists.
Yeah. So,
but once it was proven, once its medical benefits were proven, they were able to get it legalized that way.
Yeah.
But you're right. I'm trying to think what you're talking about, but
I
know
sure
there are
these articles. But there's two different synthetic versions of it, and the treatment of severe epilepsy. And
okay, the synthetic. Right.
Yeah. So the one thing that I saw, I had to watch a lot of videos on it, and apparently it's not just epilepsy, also for Parkinson's. I had to watch a video, and then I watched. I sat there and watched. The man had Parkinson's so bad he could not walk or stop shaking. So he was given the CBD oil under the drops under his tongue. Within
the tincture,
I'd say about 15 to 20 minutes, he was able to actually sit up and walk, and the shaking stopped. So, and once I started seeing all of that, I mean, it does help. And the same thing with the epilepsy. My daughter has seizures, but it's not from epilepsy. She's got seizures from a brain lesion that she has from a car accident we had. And it works on her. But now that when she got pregnant, she had to stop doing, she couldn't use any of that because of the baby, so. But so here's some of the most commonly discussed, for pain management, for chronic pain like arthritis, fibromyalgia, endometriosis, and migraine.
Well, one of the first things was cancer patients.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. Patients with glaucoma.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right, because that's my mom took it for pressure on the optic nerve.
Yeah, and first the glaucoma patients got it, and then for the chemo patients and cancer patients, because it helps stimulate your appetite so you can eat.
Right, right.
And that's one of the things.
Hello. It's sativa and I can't say that word.
Indica.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. That's the
I
only two
different
types of weed there is. There isn't a million types. There's different flavors,
well,
but there's two there's
well,
two different types.
Yeah, there is.
One
there
is
the
one
to make
it sleep, and the other one is.
Okay, so
on.
That's what I'm thinking of. Thanks for correcting me.
Now, like the CBD oil that I did, and I used it in a vape pen. I didn't use it. The drops, because that stuff's nasty. I'm sorry, it's just me. But I had a lot of muscle spasms, and it helped. All of my muscle spasms stopped. But then again, it's one of those things where you use it when you need it. I never used it or smoked marijuana, like, all day, every day. I didn't need to.
And another thing about weed is it doesn't make you not remember anything. I know so many people that smoke weed, and they are smarter than shit. And they're everyday, all-day smokers. Doesn't have nothing to do with your memory.
Hey,
no,
and
I know.
I'd like to add to that.
Sure.
I went to high school with a guy, and he's still my friend to the till today, that
really?
never opened a book, smoked weed every chance he got, fell asleep in class, graduated number two in the class, and has been a professor at a prestigious college for over 30 years.
Well, my sister and brother were in that category as well, but they have done a lot of testing, and they're saying that the one thing that they have found bad thing about marijuana, you know, is that it affects a child's attention, how they pay attention in the classroom.
No, it don't. Because let me tell you another thing on top of that. I had a personal pediatrician, and I'm not going to name names. I had a personal pediatrician tell me he does not believe in putting kids on these ADHD and ADD medicines or anything like that to let them smoke weed, and I guarantee you it'll turn everything all around, and it has. So they can go ahead and do all the research and talk about it all they want. But it's the most natural growing plant that does not lead into, let's go do heroin because we smoked pot.
And it's a plant. It's a natural remedy.
Yes, I smoke it when I have pain because and my PTSD. And it's the best thing I've ever been on. And just like Kim had said at the beginning of the show, a lot of my meds I'm off of.
And that's why I had to quit. I had to quit because of being a nurse. You can't smoke. But see, that's just it. I didn't smoke before work. Mine was, I used it, well, except when I wasn't working, like when I got up, once in the afternoon and then once in the evening. That was it. I mean, for me, I was like, okay, that's it. I'm done. It's also good for inflammation like Crohn's disease, IBS, and rheumatoid arthritis. So due to the effects on the limbic system, sometimes doctors will prescribe it to treat anxiety, epilepsy, MS, Parkinson's, PTSD, and Tourette syndrome. And it's also for sleep management. All of that's all the good benefits from using it. So here are some of the risks that they say, and of course they have to say this. So, and I think this is I'm not sure if I agree with this. It says it has an opioid-like effect. I don't know, Bobby. How do you feel? I mean, do you get that like you've been taking pain medicine, like where it makes you kind of like drowsy and out of it?
For me?
With the meds, yeah, I did. But when I stopped doing the meds that my cardiologist out in town told me to get off of, and I started smoking weed, and I don't smoke every day. But when I feel down or something, I'll hit it. And guess what? It's like a miracle drug in itself.
Well,
I mean,
well, true.
But
I can't smoke it. I can't. It knocks
What's
me
that?
Out. I don't even make it to the munchies.
Right. And
so
and
you,
see,
are you using the sativa?
I
or
don't
the
know.
Indica?
It doesn't matter. Somebody had said, "Oh, here, try some of this. It'll keep you awake. It's not the sativa. It's sativa." And I was out cold in 15 minutes.
That was sativa. That's the only thing that I know. Now,
it doesn't matter what kind it is.
Oh, okay.
Here.
I'll be out cold.
We have Dr. Phil with us. Ask a real doctor.
Hey, guys. How's everybody?
Hey.
Just listening, medical marijuana is yet to be approved in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's yet to be approved in a lot of states.
Yeah.
They're fixed, I believe they're fixing to.
Yeah.
These right here, these four reasons right here, has been the whole reason my whole life of why I've been, I'm not going to try it. And the peer pressure that we had back in the 80s, one time, my friend said, "Hey, you want to try?" "Nah, I don't want that." And never again was asked by anybody in school. And so, I mean, we didn't have real peer pressure. Our biggest peer pressure was being an asshole. So it can cause mild hallucinations, poor motor skills, altered perceptions of reality. So for that reason, certain activities may be unsafe after using it, such as operating heavy machinery, not driving, and things like that. Now, here's the thing. How many people that actually smoke marijuana take other drugs? See, that might be the issue because, like I said, for me, I felt nothing. And I'm like, am I doing this wrong? The only thing I noticed when I had migraines and the muscle spasms and all that, they would stop. But I would have no, I mean, I didn't have that stupor that a lot of the kids had. And I'm like, I don't know if it's what they're smoking, if it's laced with something else. I don't know. So it also has, they say it has a depressant-like effect, like when you use alcohol. So it says you may feel calm and relaxed, but you may also have issues with coordination and concentration. Concentration, I could see that. But I thought, you know, the benefit was to help with, you know, issues like that. So, and the other, another one is it stimulates your mood. I've never seen anybody hyperactive on smoking marijuana, ever. Never, ever, ever. It made anybody hyper.
I've never seen anybody hallucinate off of weed either.
That's what I'm
saying.
That's
pretty far-fetched. That's got to be mixed with something else because it's not a hallucinogen genetic.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be laced with PCP or whatever else. I'm not all hip with the drug lingo, so. I just know that I've seen people, yes, it was laced with PCP, and that's the only thing I know of, but also, it's not advisable to drink alcohol and smoke. Personal experience, that will never happen again. I did it one time, and my skin literally was on fire. That's what it felt like. And I think I was like 100 shades of red. And they had to throw ice cold water on my face to actually like shock my body. And I'm like, that's it, I'm done. And that was it. I would never smoke again. So that could be another thing about the reactions that some people have. But I guess it's very small percentage of people who can't drink and smoke at the same time. So
there's quite a few people that I know that I would much rather have them smoke weed than drink. They're assholes when they drink.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People are different. If you watch, my ex-husband was an alcoholic. He was a totally different person. See, he smoked. I didn't smoke, and he would smoke every now and then, you know, whatever. And I would notice the difference in him. And it was like, huh, maybe he should just go ahead and smoke. Because it makes you a different person. And the thing about, yes, there is dangers. I mean, the dangers of smoking marijuana is like smoking cigarettes. Well, to a point.
And for me, heavy.
All the additives and shit that's in cigarettes.
And for me, for the danger of smoking weed would be driving. I'd be falling asleep and in the ditch.
See, and I think that is why they have that warning, don't smoke and drive.
Yeah. Some people are fine. But I can't do it.
So I when I went to the VA to ask my doctor if he could prescribe medical marijuana, he said no, the VA will not prescribe it, or at least the one in West Virginia in Martinsburg will not prescribe it. He said, are you a cancer patient? No. And he said they only prescribe it for cancer patients.
They won't in the VA in Minnesota either. My friend Dick had cancer, and they wouldn't give him his Vicodin if he tested positive for weed.
I know. I know it's like I said, the pros and cons of it. Let me see.
I can tell you that doctors are becoming more lenient when it comes to people testing positive for weed and their opioids. So that's starting to change. That mentality is starting to change. But if they're testing positive for multiple street drugs, then yeah, they're not going to give them their opioids. So
oh, true.
A lot of doctors are more acceptance of marijuana or THC is what you test positive for. In Texas, CBD is starting to become a super big industry, and it has been helping a lot of people. I wish they'd do a lot of more research on the CBD as far as insomnia for certain people, as far as, you know, anxiety in other people, because I've seen it with my own eyes how that CBD is working for people. Came out in Texas, it was unregulated, and people could take CBD, and there'd be little touches or traces of THC, and they would pop positive because it wasn't regulated. It's starting to become regulated now where there's no THC in it. It's just the CBD. You know, the marijuana plant has over 100 different cannabinoids in it. Those are the different chemicals, like THC would be one, and, you know, CBD is another one. So it's those two main. It's the THC that gets you high and dizzy, and it's the CBD that gets you relaxed and increases your appetite and things like that. And that's one of the big reasons we use it in cancer patients, is to help them increase their appetite along with coping with their pain.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Like I was saying with the CBD.
We use it for them also for their anxiety. When they're, you know, people have cancer, they do have anxiety because it could be possibly an end-of-life issue. And so I see the uses for it, but it's still not legal in Texas, but they're really pushing really hard for it. And there's a bill in our Congress right now in the Texas Senate that I believe they're going to approve it here shortly. But it's not going to be smokable. It's going to be just the medical.
Yeah, well, a lot of the CBD you use for, you can, they have the gummies or the edibles. They have the drops. They have the stuff that you can use in a vape pen. But yeah, like for the CBD, like I said, it helps with anxiety, the seizures, Parkinson's, pain relief, migraines. It helped with my muscle spasms. I'm trying to think of something else. What else it was?
I'm going to add on to something that Bobby might have said earlier. ADHD medication is the last resort, and the only purpose for the ADHD medication is for the child to become successful in school, and it should only be given if child's on it during school, at weekends and holidays and summers. You don't just use that medication to babysit your kid, because your kid is like inside of a box dying to get out when he's on that medication. He still has all that energy in there and his mind is still racing, but it slows him down enough to where he can concentrate and be successful in, you know, in his educational and activities. A lot of adults want on it too because of anxieties of life and things like that and for their careers. But when you start seeing adults wanting Adderall, you're thinking drug abuse, because it's a recreational drug now, so we have to be careful with that. I think melatonin is the first place to start with kids who have ADHD. If marijuana was legal and it was indicated for ADHD, I would be glad to prescribe it to them. But at this point, it's not, and there's no research that shows that it does any good. I mean, parents might say, oh, it works wonders for my kid. But melatonin would be the first place to start. After that, you can start moving up, but it's only for those children to be successful in their educational activities. That's why when we diagnose a child with ADHD, you have to have not only the parents' input, you have to have the teacher's input as well, all the Framington and all of that stuff. So, yeah, pretty interesting topic. Yeah, pretty interesting topic.
My youngest daughter has ADD, and she's dyslexic. She's dyslexic with words and numbers, and she was on Strattera. She did pretty good with it. She never complained she was only on it, like you said, during school, on the weekends and stuff like that. she was not on it. Shatara was the second one. She was never on Adderall. But the whole thing about a lot of these, any medication, is you don't want, like antidepressants and stuff, you don't want that brain fog. No, that's not the right medication. Or it's too high. Like mine, I take Effexor. Finally, 10 drugs later, and they finally found the right one for me. And my body's, as I say, it's at an even keel. I can laugh, I can cry, I can get angry, whatever, like a normal, emotionally stable person would, if there's ever such thing as that. But I don't feel like the brain fog and things like that. I was on, it's my Fiora set. Every time I take a drug test at the VA, I fail that drug test. Because of the Fiorinol that's in the Fioraset. And I'm like, dude, you prescribed it. And they keep forgetting. And
isn't it Balbutol that's in the Fioraset?
Butalbital? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, in
in
some states it's controlled. In some states it's not. Texas, it's not considered controlled yet, so. They don't normally test for that.
Oh no, it's just whenever the VA does their normal blood work on you know your annual blood work they do.
A lot of it's based on state laws too. So I mean here in Texas when you know you go to the VA and you try to get your opioid prescription they're not checking for Balbutinol or whatever it's hard to say that word.
Oh, Butalbital.
The Fioraset. Because in Texas, Fioraset is not a controlled substance, so they don't.
Oh my God!
They don't even test for
it. It is in West Virginia.
Yeah,
some
states it is controlled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here I could get 15 or 20. Tennessee, you could get 30, but you only get one refill, and then you have to go back to your doctor. But see, I don't take mine for everyday headaches because it's not going to help. I did notice that. It does not help for a regular, everyday, you know, headache. And the first sign of a headache for me is I'll start drinking more water, and I'll take a Motrin or Tylenol. And if it doesn't go away, normally within a few hours, my whole entire head hurts. My eyes, my eyeballs, I mean, even my eyelashes hurt. So, and lately I've been having migraines 3 to 4 times a week again. Even though I'm on a maintenance medication. So, but some of the other things is like heroin, LSD, ecstasy, and meth. And LSD is another thing that people might put in some of the marijuana. That's why if you're going to smoke, make sure it's from one, like a dispensary, or from someone you know. Don't just, you know, go down the street corner and go pick it up from Joe Schmo because you never know what's in it. And that's, I think, what causes a lot of problems for people, you know?
Yeah, that happened to a friend of mine, and she ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, I'd have to put a disclaimer out before I said something like that on a radio. People should just... If it's illegal... Point blank.
Oh, that too.
If it's legal, then get it from the legal sources, because that could come back and haunt you.
No, I know. That's what I was talking about. If it's legal, then yeah, but don't. I don't know how many states it's not legal in, so I have no idea.
Yeah, and it's still not legal to buy marijuana on the street. You know, like you said, they have to be certified vendors and. For medical purposes. Even there are states where it's recreationally legal, but there are certified state vendors, and if you buy outside of those, that's illegal still. So I don't recommend anyone do anything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't recommend anyone do anything illegal. I would, you know, do it the legal way, and if it's not legal in your state, don't do it, because it's the price to pay for that is just not worth it.
True. No, I know. I forget. We had to keep doing all the disclaimers and shit. I know. My bad. yeah, because, you know,
No, I'm cool with it. It's just that, you know, I just it's kind of dangerous telling people to do illegal shit, you know.
Pretty much everything we do nowadays is going to be illegal.
Right. I can see me telling my patient, "Hey, man, nothing else working. Go smoke some marijuana. You'll be okay, dude." I actually
had my doctor ask me. One of my psych doctors, and he's like, "Look, do you feel better? Yeah. Then do it. It's up to you." But
we've had doctors tell patients they should probably move to a place where it is legal.
I know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, see, that's what when I started noticing with children with the CBD oil, well, the ones that had epilepsy and I can't think of what the other.
Yeah, seizure disorder.
They had to move. They had to move states to where the CBD was legal because the state they were in, they would not allow the child to get it. And like you said, there is CBD that has THC, and most of the time it doesn't. But, yeah, it's, you know, they do need to do more research and look into it. So
they are. They're doing a lot of research on it right now. You know, the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, has suggested – that marijuana is not a gateway drug, but they're not coming out saying that 100%. They're saying more research needs to be done to validate that fact.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
I think
that's interesting. The CDC is saying that, you know?
Well, like Lauren was saying, she smokes and she passes out. See, that's just it. And I think also with people who have I guess they call it a highly addictive personality, where they could get addicted to anything. Like my ex, he's an alcoholic. He did smoke, and he also, I don't know why people do this, but they would snort oxycodone and Percocet and shit like that. And see, that if you could get addicted to, like, even prescription drugs like Percocet and all those, that's where their concern is, most likely. Like I said, none of it really affects me, so I don't know. That's why I don't even bother smoking it anymore besides work. So, and so the other thing I wanted to cover was the different herbs, you know, the medicinal herbs and spices and all that stuff. I know we covered this a long time ago.
What I'm interested in hearing is about the herbs and spices and things that are good for detox, like liver detox or kidney detox, especially if you like to drink alcohol like I do. You might want to know how to detox your liver naturally, and I know there's some natural remedies for it, and they are approved, actually, but I don't know that much about it, so hopefully you'll cover some of that.
I'm going to start with turmeric because it's the first one in my book. So the turmeric, it helps relieve arthritic pain. It helps prevent hardened arteries. It helps to fight free radical damage to the brain. And it also helps or has anti-cancer substances. So, and the different, also it says it's good for Alzheimer's protection. If you're either early stages or if it's hereditary in your family, and it reduces the buildup of a protein, amyloid B, that's in the brain, and it causes oxidative damage and inflammation in the brain, and it's one of the main causes of Alzheimer's. And so there's the antioxidants and the turmeric helps out with that. So
I put turmeric on my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Turmeric and curcumin is the same thing, right?
No.
Yes.
No?
Curcumin? Yeah. I can't pronounce it.
Curcumin and turmeric, I believe, are the same thing.
It is.
Oh, really?
Not cumin. Not cumin. Curcumin. It's another herb.
Oh.
But, yeah, it also, you can get the herbal teas that have turmeric in it. I did the orange spice and turmeric, and it helps with your like inflammatory bowel disease. It helps with diabetics, helps with heart disease, and it helps prevent a buildup of plaque in the arteries. So you can use the leaves or the roots, and you can put it in a tea, or like you said, how do you do it? Is it a powder?
Yeah, mine's a powder.
Yep, you can get a capsule.
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
You can also put it in a capsule form and break the capsule open if you want to use the powder. But yeah.
And I put it on my dog's food.
So ginger is another root, and that is also good for anti-inflammatory, helps arthritic pain, and reduces nausea, which is why, like ginger ale, there is some ginger in it, but not as much as a real ginger root. I'm trying, and it's good for your digestive health. And so you can make it into a syrup, or you can make it a tea out of it. And what was it you wanted to know about for the medicinal herbs? Okay,
liver detox,
okay.
Kidney detox. I can think of two main things, but I wonder what else is out there, you know. I'm thinking milk thistle would be one for the liver, and
yeah,
then
milk
I'm thinking
it's good for the liver. Detox your liver. Okay,
the N-acetylcysteine for the liver and the kidney. N-acetylcysteine would be the other one.
Okay. Well, astragalus is an immune enhancer, and it's a little... It looks like a fern, but it's got the wider leaves. And you can make it into a soup, or use it into like your beef stock, chicken stock, and things like that. And you can add other stuff to it. Valerian root is good for nervous conditions. It's nature's tranquilizer. So, and it looks like a fern. The root of the plant, it looks like it's got little fingers, but there's a bunch of them. And what you would do is you just put that into a tea. And it also helps with digestive problems, nausea, liver problems, and urinary tract disorders. So that's another one of the valerian root. And you can also buy that in a pill, too. Not nature's best. What's that? That green bottle from like Walmart of the vitamins. I think it's in one of those bottles.
Yeah, Nature's Best or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I've seen it when I just happened to walk through.
Hey, Colonel, can I go back on? Can I go back on something a little bit to share?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
So, you know, we're talking about milk thistle and how it's a good liver detox because it has the anti-inflammatory properties, and it's a good scavenger, meaning it's an antioxidant. When patients have high cholesterol or they're obese and they have a fatty liver, you try to put a patient on a statin such as like Lipitor, Simvastatin, Atorvastatin, one of the statins. Sometimes the statin itself can increase the enzymes of the liver. So when you see that happening and you combine that with milk thistle, that reduces the enzymes of the liver in many cases to allow them to take that statin to decrease their cholesterol and decrease the inflammation that's going on in the liver. So milk thistle is a good adjunct to taking a statin if you're taking a statin. And I'm unsure,
yeah,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you're not, if you don't have a fatty liver, say you like to drink a lot, or you're obese, you know, when you're obese, your liver also develops adipose tissue on that, and they call that a non-alcoholic fatty liver condition. And that milk thistle helps improve your liver function as well. So it's a very good detox, along with vitamin E. You put those two together, and you got a guy with cirrhosis of the liver, or you have other hepatitis issues, that milk thistle and your vitamin E are two natural, good go-to products to consider. So milk thistle is a big deal, but it doesn't have a lot of credit. A lot of people don't know about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to find, I found another one. Parsley, Parsley also helps inflammation in the kidneys and your bladder. I don't personally like it. I think it's nasty. But I'm trying to find the ones for a detox. Amaranth, or how you pronounce that? It's a little plant, but also has little seeds. That's also a detox. And it's a strong, squalene is a strong antioxidant that helps reduce the impact of toxic substances, such as pollution, industrial chemicals on your body system. And it also helps prevent chronic fatigue. So you can add it to salads or actually bake with it. Now, they actually make a flour out of it. And it's gluten-free, so I can have it. So let me see.
You didn't like
that? I'm trying to look for more. Spelt, the little seed. They have it in grains, sprouted, or it's in flour. And that's also good for your immunity and metabolic syndrome. So it's higher in niacin than most of your conventional wheat. So
niacin's kind of hard to tolerate.
Huh?
Niacin's kind of hard to tolerate for a lot of folks. They end up doing a lot of flushing. Their face flush. It feels red. It feels like their face is on fire. And the way you correct that, if they should be on niacin, is you just give them a baby aspirin, and it takes that symptom away.
And see, I can't have. But this says niacin has gluten, and and that's why I gotta watch out for things, because it's not just wheat, barley, and rye. Gluten is a filler. It's a preservative. It's in makeup, spices, lunch meats. I mean, that's just everywhere. And that's why I've got to watch out what I eat. And I did not know niacin had gluten. Wow. I'm trying to find any more of the detox. Cholesterol, digestion. Millet helps prevent gallstones. Okay, let me go on. I got the website that has 24 different spices and herbs. Let's see what they got. So allspice is an anti-inflammatory and a carminative spice, and it helps reducing cancer. Stimulates your digestion, facilitates bone growth, and it boosts your immune system. Okay, is it anise? A-N-I-S-E? Is that how you pronounce it?
You gotta ask those Italians that, because they used to make those anisette cookies.
But the, a nice anise or whatever, it's an antioxidant as well as a anti-spasmodic,
antiseptic, helps with digestion. It's an expectorant and a stimulant. Wow. And it helps increase the circulation and oxygenation of body parts while boosting your immune system. Let's see. Arrowroot helps reduce blood pressure, increase circulation, and helps with your digestive system. I guess they're going alphabetical order here. Bay leaf, it's a popular spice, and it helps prevent cancer. It boosts your immunity, reduces neural tube defects, protects oral health, skin care, and hair care, and it helps improve the nervous system. Let's see. Black pepper. It reduces inflammation and excess gas. It optimizes your gastrointestinal action, regulates your enzymatic reactions, and it helps control your heart rate and blood pressure. Cayenne pepper, if you could tolerate it. My body doesn't like it too much, but I do use it. It helps clear your sinuses, increase urination. It eliminates toxins from the body, and it helps manage diabetes, prevent cancer, lowers blood pressure. But also, it helps speed up your weight loss, and it optimizes your metabolism. So that's good. And so is cinnamon, but I think I'm coming to that later anyway. It helps fight toxins and potential infections because it's got powerful antioxidants. What is a caper? Does anybody know? I've heard of it. I've just never seen one.
I didn't hear. What is a caper?
A caper, yeah.
Haven't heard of it.
Oh, well, it helps prevent cancer.
I've heard of it, but I can't remember what it is.
I'll have to look it up. It boosts your immunity.
Yeah.
It strengthens your blood vessels. Reduces clotting, lowers cholesterol levels, increases circulation, and it also provides vitamin A, K, niacin, and riboflavin, and iron and copper. Caraway seeds, those are nasty. I hate them. But they improve digestion and reduce constipation. They will lower your cholesterol levels, reduce gas. They neutralize free radicals and prevent various types of cancer. They also help with atherosclerosis, and they provide thiamin, pyridoxine, if I'm pronouncing it right. Riboflavin,
iridoxin.
Huh?
Yeah, iridoxin. That's one of the chemicals that you need for your thyroid hormone.
Ah, okay. Well, Dan, and I hate these things. They're nasty. not only that, they also provide iron, copper, calcium, potassium, manganese, selenium, zinc, and magnesium.
And that was that. What was that called?
Caraway seeds. Isn't that the little tiny, the little sliver-looking seeds that they put on? I thought it comes from celery, but I don't know. I'll have to find it. Cardamom helps aid digestion, reduce spasms, reduces blood pressure, increases your metabolism, improves circulation, and it increases the frequency and the volume of urination. And it has riboflavin, niacin, vitamin C, iron, manganese, and potassium. And cardamom looks just like cinnamon sticks. And so I'm pretty sure. I don't know if you could get those in pills or not. I'm not sure.
You know, it's ironic you said that because cinnamon reduces diabetes. That's funny. You know, you think cinnamon is sweet, right? But no, it's the cinnamon stick or the root in like a tea or something, been known to reduce your blood sugar levels.
Yeah. No, I did not know this. I mean, I just thought it helped speed up your metabolism, but no, it helps reduce inflammation, eliminate pain, manages your diabetes, eliminates infection, reduces excess gas, and improves your heart health. It also helps increase cognitive function. It builds strong bones. It helps prevent cancer. And it helps improve your eyes and skin. So I love cinnamon. I put cinnamon in. I know hot chocolate's not the greatest in the world to drink, but hey, I put it in that. I'll put it in tea. I put it on oatmeal, cream of rice, and all those, and I'll put it on that. But my mom actually takes a cinnamon pill. I know they do make a cinnamon pill. And that woman is a walking pharmacy of friggin' supplements. Cloves have antimicrobial properties, and it helps fight oral diseases. And they're good for boosting your immune system, prevent cancer, and preserve bone health. Now, cumin, was it Lorna or
me?
Maria, the actress. Okay. Cumin, it's cumin seeds. They're antioxidants. They're anti-inflammatory. They're carminative by nature, which I have no idea what that means. Never heard of it until now. They improve digestion, increase your sperm count. So there you go, Bobby, if you want more kids. He's not even paying attention. Good Lord.
We don't need a little Bobby running around anyway.
helps build strong bones, improve your eyesight, prevent macular degeneration. They also
attention.
Manage your heart rate. Huh?
I'm paying attention.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said.
Uh-huh. Sure you did.
I didn't
need anything.
You need some coconut, okay? It helps with your brain function, so you need to
You need some
attention.
Coconut.
Yeah, funny. It also acts as a cofactor in many enzymatic reactions. It helps increase your red blood cell count and prevent various types of cancer. Fennel seeds. Fennel, I don't know if you've ever seen a fennel plant. Let me tell you something. I was growing different herbs. And fennel, it stinks to high heaven. But it has plenty of benefits.
I agree.
My son
would
eat it. It stinks. I don't know if it's fennel. One of them smells like black licorice. And I think it's fennel.
Fennel.
I can't.
Fennel.
Huh?
Fennel causes cancer. You better be careful.
What?
I said fennel causes cancer, so be careful.
Fennel? F-E-N-N-E-L?
Yes.
They said it helps prevent cancer.
Oh, no, it's spelled P-H-Y-N-O-L, fennel.
Oh, fennel.
Different
oh,
word.
Okay. I was going to say, wait a minute.
yeah, you got me there for a minute.
It says it's been used for upset stomach, prevents gas. It helps treat colic and cough in infants. It also helps regulate your bowel movements. Prevent cancer, delay aging through antioxidant activity, and increases your enzymatic activity. And so the seeds, see, fennel looks, it's like a fuzzy little green, and the bottom, it looks like bok choy. If you've ever seen bok choy, that's what the bottom looks like. But it's a flat plant at the bottom. But the seeds act like, they have copper, iron, calcium, potassium, manganese, selenium, Jesus, zinc and magnesium. Okay, now you might have to help me pronounce some of these things. It's also rich in organic compound and acids like pine. It's P-I-N-E-N-E. some of these I have no idea how to pronounce. Myrcene, fenchone, chavacol. Jesus, I am not going to. Yeah, I'm not even going to bother pronouncing that because that's, I just butchered it. Fenugreek seeds is also, it's an effective spice that the Asians use. And it, the nutrient helps boost to the body and it helps improve digestion, reduce constipation, lowers cholesterol, regulates your insulin levels, and it manages your fluid levels in the body. And also, where is it at? I have that. Where did it go? Where did it? Well, I thought I had that in the book. Shashandra Sage. Maybe not. Oats, bulgur wheat. Sorry, I'm just trying to find that because I could have swore I had. It says you had a, fenugreek. It looks like little nuts. Like if peanuts were to be broken up, that's what it looks like. And the way you would use it is they have a strong aroma. Oh, like pickles, curries, and you could add it to the stuff like that, like a spice. And you can also make a tea with it and add honey and lemon, and that helps flu-like symptoms. I knew I saw that somewhere. Garlic is a good spice. It helps heart disorders, high blood pressure, cold and cough. Just make sure if you're going to use garlic, I would either use the whole garlic clove or garlic spice, not the garlic salt. Because, of course, having salt, it would raise your sodium levels. we already went over ginger. Horseradish. It helps increase urination, reduces inflammation, soothes the nerves, helps prevent cancer, stimulates healthy digestion. It's also been used to treat worms. Okay, I wonder if it... This says mace, M-A-C-E. Now, I hope it's not the mace that they spray you with, but it helps build strong bones, reduce depression, increases your sexual libido, stimulates digestion, helps with insomnia, and it helps increase circulation. I was looking to see if there's any, the spices. I'm trying to see if there's one for detox, if it has it in here. No, that just talks about Indian spices. Let me look it up because I don't have, it doesn't say. So, and you want it for detox the kidneys and liver?
Yes.
Okay. Detox. I could spell. Kidneys and liver. Okay. Let's see. And all it has is pictures for crying out loud. Best natural detox. Okay. Let's see what it's talking about here. Got toxins. Come on. Okay, so the best cleanse and detox supplement for your liver and your kidneys, the fennel seed. So aside from whatever else I said, it has antioxidants and fiber. helps support your metabolic rate, normalizes appetite and prevents gas. Aloe vera leaf is extremely hydrating and rich in phytonutrients. Aloe vera has been historically used for centuries for its natural cleansing and antioxidant properties, and it's a healthy detox. Lactobacillus acidophilus.
Like, are yours just more fish over there? Like, if you go around, like,
probiotic.
What's that, Deepin?
I don't know. Who's Deepin?
Who's Deepin?
Yeah.
It's me. I'm sorry. Hold on. It's me. I'm in my truck. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Senna leaf. It's originally from Egypt, but it's a gentle laxative that aids digestion, but it's also used for a cleanse and a detox. And Cascara Sagrada is a cleansing herb, also it's a gentle laxative, and it helps safely flush out toxins by emptying your bowels and aiding with constipation and bloating. So not all detox supplements are created equal. So basically what it says is avoid products that are lacking transparency, that don't list all the specific ingredients, including the formula's detox blend. If it's missing safety and testing certifications, false or misleading claims that claim that their product treats or cures any specific disease or ailment, promises miraculous, unrealistic results like rapid weight loss. Japanese star anise. It's confused with Chinese star anise. The Japanese star anise contains, cicamatoxin, and it's a toxic ingredient that should never be consumed and has been warned against the USDA. So just remember that. Do not use the Japanese star anise. So let's see.
I got one you should go over with Bobby.
Sure.
This might benefit him. Its common name is Epi, E-P-I, and like medium, like in the middle, M-E-D-I-U-M, Epi medium.
Epi. The extract, the tablet, or the supplement, does it matter?
It doesn't matter, but there's different names for it.
Yeah, the Epimedium grandiflorum. Oh.
Yeah. For Phil. For Dr. Phil.
I got you, buddy.
Yeah.
Bobby.
I knew exactly what
you
were
what
talking about. Uh-huh.
Do you know what it is, Bobby?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah. I could probably use a little bit of that myself, brother. I could probably use a little bit of that myself.
Hey, it helps boost mental acuity. So
it actually boosts estrogen in females too.
Yeah, see, cool. Lorna.
Lorna,
he pointing fingers now, boy.
Lorna, do you know what epimedium is?
No,
but she's going to look it up because she wants some.
It's horny goat weed. It's called horny goat weed. Gotta love when they come up with these names. Jesus.
Lauren's going to Google it so she can buy some.
She better. You can buy it at the local vitamin store. Yeah, under the horny goat weed, like you said. Yeah.
So, if I get into that, what am I supposed to do? I'm here by myself.
Hey, imagine the fantasies you'll have then, huh?
Oh, so there's actually 16 different herbs to detox your liver and stuff. It's ginger, garlic. Garlic, turmeric.
Burdock and dandelion, too.
Cinnamon, Indian gooseberry. Yeah, sure. Boomalucky. it's B-H-U-M-Y-A-M-A-L-A-K-I.
You know, as we're getting older, another really good one, a good supplement is coenzyme Q10, also known as ubiquinol. That's something that's pretty interesting for, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this, the boomalaki there, it's also the Phalanthrus amarus and the Phalanthus meuri, and it's been found to have protective effects on the liver, and it helps fight oxidative stress caused by alcohol and exposure to rancid polyunsaturated fatty acids. So that's a good one.
Hey, do you guys know how to tell the difference between the good fats and the bad fats?
The monounsaturated fat's a good one, right? And the poly?
Well, the way I explain it to my patients, you know, fat can either be in a liquid form or a solid form, right? Like fat on the side of your meat, solid, or butter, you know, or it can be in like an oil or, like a candle when you heat it up, it melts, you know. So the fats that are liquid at room temperature are good for you. The fats that are solid at room temperature are bad for you. If you heat it up and it melts, it's still considered bad for you.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the easiest way. The polyunsaturated versus the saturated. Saturated are the wet fats. The unsaturated are the solid fats. So your solid fats are the ones that are not good for you, and the ones that are saturated or they're wet at room temperature are the good ones.
Bobby's solid.
He's a fat head. This next one is a good one for your liver. Kutki, it's K-U-T-K-I. And they actually found this plant in the Himalayas, and it has liver protective properties. So it protects the liver when taken before or after you've been exposed to toxins like alcohol, cigarette smoke, certain medications, and it helps cleanse the liver and prevent cirrhosis. Why do they have to give these names? Oh, my God. It's A-R-O-G-Y-A. W-A-R-D-H-A-N-I. That one mixed with the Kutki, 50% of which is it helps fight viral hepatitis. So it also might help, they say might, help with jaundice.
Here's another one that, you know, those aren't very common in use in medicine, but here's one that we do use once in a while, especially when you get I've got a patient that's 105 years old and he's on this medication. It's called ashwagandha, A-S-H-W-A-G. Yeah, A-S-H-W-A-G-A-N-D-H-A. That's a pretty good one, and you can find it. Some of these ones you're talking about, you can't find them. They're just not available in the U.S.
No, I know. You said look for. I found 16 of them, and when you get to the bottom, most of these are found in India and over there in the Asian countries.
They put a lot of those in there. They put a lot of those in their curry. They put a lot of those rare spices and things in their curry.
Oh God, I know. But yeah,
speaking of the curry, I had an Indian professor in college. And we got along real good. He was a chemistry professor, and we, you know, I liked him, and he, you know, we became associates, and he would come to work every day, and he would have really bad underarm body odor. And I would tell him, Professor, you need to start wearing deodorant to school. Come to find out, he said, I wear deodorant. It was the curry coming through his pores, making him smell like body odor. And so that's something I learned fascinating about the Indian traditions. You ever smell an Indian and smell body odor? It's not that it's not that they're not wearing deodorant. It's that it's the curry sweating through.
Wow. Burdock root is another one. I've heard of it. You know, if you go on like Amazon and I'm not sure if you could get them at the GNC places. But a lot of you can order offline.
I got burdock all over the place here.
Let me get a put it on the bottom.
A burdock is used as a blood purifier.
WebMD also has a lot of good information on vitamins and supplements as well. WebMD is a pretty decent source. And the other one, kyolic garlic is good for your blood pressure. You know, what else? Kyolic garlic. Most of the ones that I use in clinic are like alpha lipoic acid, coenzyme Q10, milk thistle, kyolic garlic.
Yeah, milk thistle's on this list too.
Yeah, milk thistle is one of my highly recommended ones, I think. And the coenzyme Q10. The curcumin, which is also known as turmeric. You went over some really good ones, and you know I do use those with some of my patients, and so you went
dandelion.
Over some really rare ones.
Yeah,
dandelion.
Dandelion.
They mix a dandelion with the milk thistle.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But licorice helps fight chronic liver diseases. Not licorice candy, guys.
Well, the black licorice, but how can the black licorice be bad for you? Because black licorice can be really bad for you. You got to be careful with that. Not the sugar.
Yeah,
the licorice.
The sugar that's in licorice?
No, that's not it.
Yeah, but they got licorice and herbs.
Abstinence is good with the black licorice. That's good for you.
Uh-huh. There you go. Yeah.
And hey, Kim.
Okay.
Hey, Kim.
What?
He brought up your favorite website. WebMD.
Yes, I know. I like WebMD for myself to look at, but if you get some of these freaking hypochondriacs going on here and they're looking at WebMD, oh my God, I got this. Pretty soon you're going to have gonocyphal or herpes.
Kim, as we get older, we graduate from WebMD and then we move into Medline Plus.
Okay. I never really thought of looking at Medline Plus for, I don't know why. I just never. It was always WebMD and all those other sites. But no, a lot of people who know nothing about medicine, they'll go on WebMD. I swear to God, and they will say they've got half the shit on there.
Whether that's because they're paying Google the most money to put their ads first.
It's like the little old women. I think I got the HIV this week. Okay.
You know, and if you read the Medline Plus articles, you get CME credits for free.
Really?
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I need to get mine before I can get my nursing license reinstated, because you got to have 25 or
whatever. You can get the CMUs or the CMEs, depending on what you need. You get both the type 1 and the type 2. So, Medline Plus, it doesn't cost you nothing. Free to make the account, and then It's free, and it keeps the track of your, you know, things you've studied. So when you have to submit it to the board, you can just print it out and give it to them, and they accept it because most of it's AMA, American Medical Association approved.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's good stuff.
I want to write that down because I was going to pay $35 to get unlimited CEUs.
No, don't do it. It's free. It's free. It's free on that on the web. Not the web. The Medline. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
once we graduate from there,
then we go to the National Institute of Health and all the scholarly articles, and then we start doing evidence-based medicine.
Yeah, and I'm used to that. And when I worked at home health, because see that the difference between where I've worked. Like the hospitals, they can only get their stuff from WebMD. And then Home Health uses the National Institute of Health. So
I think
I
that backwards. I would think that would be backwards because NIH is more of a trusted source. WebMD is not. It's not as trusted as NIH.
WebMD is like the Wikipedia of medical.
NIH? No, NIH. No, it's they're all scholarly articles, and a lot of them are peer reviewed.
WebMD is like the Wikipedia of medical websites.
Oh yeah. I see what you're saying.
So I also found mushrooms or fungi, good fungi and bad fungi. That's good for you. There's different kinds, and I mean different, there is like tons of them. They have a mushroom app that you can upload to your phone, even if it's Android or iPhone. And if you're ever out in the woods or whatever, you could take a picture of it and tell you what it is. Now, there's a lot of mushrooms that look just alike, so you have to watch out. And if you get to the one that it could be a possibility of a good one or a bad one, don't bother eating it. That's what I just not eat it. So they could do a lot of different things. What is it, Bobby?
It's the brown shrooms on the cow patties. Those are the ones we boil.
Heck yeah.
It's the brown ones on the cow patties.
Others, some can be eaten safely, but others are poisonous. They're talking about penicillin, a fungus, and all of this. No, what I was looking for was to see the edible types. There's quite a few. So white buttons, they range in size from tiny to jumbo. They're harvested young when they have the mildest flavor. Anywhere from creamy white to pale in color with a firm texture. But like I said, a white one, that's actually poisonous and it will kill you. So I don't think that's the one that you want to eat or whatever.
Every girl wants to date the mushroom because he's a fun guy.
Jesus. That's like an ultimate dad joke. Good guy. I'm trying to find out. Yeah, it says that a lot of your mushrooms have potent medicinal properties. But it doesn't have. Well, that's a wasted article. Now, Bobby, which is the one that you're talking about that, you know, makes you all go trippy?
They're the ones that grow out in the cow patties.
You know why? You're full of shit. That's why.
It's the brown mushroom on the cow patty.
Exactly. But you have to go cow tipping first.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Tomater.
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 Thank God. That's all I've got. I was looking to see. Yeah, my, that's not the right one. Hold on, if I can find it. Are psychedelic mushrooms legal? Oh, wow. That's what they are? I didn't know that was one of them.
I bet they're found on the cow patty.
No. holy shit. These look like they look like little fingers with a little brown, the cap, the top cap, but it's a Schedule I substance, and they're illegal in most places. Wow, it's
man, so I love this radio show. We go from smoking weed to doing shrooms.
I know. No,
where else are you
going to
get this?
Huh?
I said, where else are you going to get this?
Exactly. I know. You get a few laughs in between. Holy crap. So apparently there's over 200 species of psychedelic mushrooms. And I'm not going over 200 of them. So. But, Bobby, that's all. I'm surprised you made it an hour and a half. Honestly. So we could do what we wish with the last half hour, or we could go ahead and, you know, kill it, call it quits till Thursday.
Well, come on and talk about some of those funny stories that you always reading.
Oh,
how about the, you know how people put like nitrous oxide in their car to make them go faster?
Yeah.
You know, that's the same chemical that gives them that maintains the male erection, right? Not kidding. Without that nitrous oxide, that erection doesn't happen. Seriously, actually nitrous oxide actually closes the valve. As the blood comes into the penis to give it the erection, nitrous oxide closes the valve. And as the nitrous oxide wears off, the valve opens up. And as you age, the valve gets weaker. I thought I said erection.
I'm trying to think of, I know I went over all the newly racist bullshit that I cannot believe is out there. I'm trying to think. I haven't heard any.
I seen a clip on my other account saying that the vaccine, people with the Pfizer one, if they hold a magnet up to the spot, the magnet sticks.
Oh, yeah. Is that true?
I haven't heard that. It's fascinating.
Yeah, so the one chick, I saw a video of it. She just got her vaccine, and her husband held a magnet up to it, and it stuck to her arm. He pulled it right out of a package.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people do that because they want to prove it, and it stuck to her arm. I'm like,
I wonder
wow.
if she had a metal
okay.
implant. You know how they're doing metal implants on people. I wonder if she had a metal implant. That's fascinating.
True. Oh, I got a question to ask you. And I don't know if you would know this or at all. My first ex-husband, my kid's dad, he has a torn rotator cuff from the kid's dog. And so he went and got a steroid injection. They stuck it in his shoulder, right? Well, apparently they gave him another injection in his ass. They didn't tell him what it was.
Okay. In his
later,
ass, but... Uh-huh.
He ended up with COVID. Can they give you the COVID vaccine without letting you know?
No.
They would not.
No, it's illegal to do that. No.
Okay.
Come on now.
That's illegal. But you know, the thing is, let me tell you what, the thing is the injection that they shot in his arm and probably the one they shot in his back, most likely were steroids, and steroids reduces your immune system. And so It reduces inflammation, but it also lowers your immune system, making you more susceptible to infections. So, no, did they give him the COVID? No. Did they give him the vaccine? No. It more than likely was a steroid.
No, no, he did get the steroid in his shoulder, but they also stuck him in his butt with another injection.
But the one that,
and I said,
but what I'm saying, they may have stuck a steroid in his butt, but he was, if he was in a lot of pain, it probably was Toradol in my mind.
Oh,
some
okay.
Anti-inflammatory. Yeah, probably inflammatory.
Okay. Yeah,
but no,
I asked him, did they tell you? Well, no, but anyway, I mean, they didn't even tell him. And I'm like, well, he's that stupid anyway. But he did end up with COVID a couple weeks later. But the only thing is, he was put on an experimental antibiotic. And now that he's better, but now they think that he might have ended up with Parkinson's or Parkinson's-like symptoms. He can't stop shaking. So could that be from COVID or could that be from the experimental antibiotic?
Yeah, it's not a very common sign of COVID, but, you know, it could be myasthenia gravis, which is something to look into.
Oh, I thought that was, oh, never mind. That's something different. Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, you can Google it, but it could be that myasthenia gravis, and that could be from the experimental injection.
Okay.
Generally, COVID, there's not a whole lot of, you know, it's hard to say, really. It's hard to say. I don't
know
him, and I don't know the history, and I don't want to just speculate. So,
oh, no.
But it's
no,
not common. It's not.
No,
I haven't had anybody. I haven't had anybody with those kind of like a Parkinson-like tremors or reactions. I've had people that's had that just from simple tick bites,
and really?
they develop like a myasthenia gravis or you know, or something similar to a Rocky Mountain spotted fever or Lyme's disease issue.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, it doesn't sound like COVID to me. Although there, you know, the symptoms are very varied and it varies with person. There's rare symptoms too. A lot of kids develop a distal cyanosis in the fingertips and the toes. They'll come in and their toes are purple, and that's the sign of the COVID. It's that inflammatory response that's going on, and that happens with children. So can it affect the nerves? Who's to say? Nobody knows.
No, I know. And that's why I told him. I said, well, he's not going to get Parkinson's from an illness. I mean, it's not heard of, but like me, the only thing I have, the two chronic things is I'm always tired.
Parkinson's
and
is genetic though too. So is it does he have that Parkinson's in the family?
Yes. His brother.
Okay, so
his
that may have
brother.
Triggered, you know, something may have triggered the genes to turn on and express that, but yeah, no. But I would
take care of himself.
I would rule out the myasthenia. If you had muscle weakness and tremors, that sounds more like myasthenia than it does Parkinson's. But with the family history, it's quite possible.
Okay. Yeah, I said that whatever he's got, it might just be from an experimental antibiotic. Because like I said, myself, I'm always friggin' tired still. After I got rid of COVID and I had blood clots and all that, I'm just tired a lot. So,
you know,
of course I got bad insomnia and I don't sleep for crap anyway.
You just old.
But
yeah.
That's my...
Well, with a lot of the things that I've heard you talk about in the past, to me, you're being tired sounds more like chronic fatigue syndrome than it does anything else, not secondary to the COVID.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I've always wondered. They were questioning that.
And I'm not sure what you look like. And, you know, somebody comes in and tells me they're tired, first I rule out anemia. If they're obese, I rule out sleep apnea, and then go from there. And with a military background,
fantastic.
With military background, chronic fatigue is high on the list. But the other thing is with any viral illness, and one of the main ones would be with, you ever had mono? It's caused by the Epstein-Barr virus. Epstein-Barr virus, a chronic infection, is associated with chronic fatigue. So, yes, this virus could also potentially develop chronic fatigue. So, yeah.
It can trigger something that's dormant.
Too many variables.
I've never had. Huh? Oh, yeah. No, I'm just between all the allergies that I have, and a lot of them came about after the military, because God only knows what they stick you with.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
if you're feeling that way, Colonel, take the ubiquinol, the CoQ10. That's exactly what you need.
Okay. Hey, I'll try anything.
Research it. Research it. You've been talking about stuff like this. Research it and see if that's what it might be indicated for. It doesn't happen overnight, though. You'll have to take it about 2 or 3 weeks before you'll notice the difference.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, no, I know. It's one of those things. And now I've got laryngitis that I've had for a month, and it comes and goes. And I know what this is, and I'm going to have – and I bet my polyps grew back on my larynx. So I hadn't –
Well,
you
don't sound like Fauci.
No. It just happened a couple
of
weeks ago.
I think you know more than he does.
I try, and you know what? If I read off a website, I can fake it till you make it.
You're on Witch Husband now.
Did you see what they said, though? They said, follow the science. Let's follow the CDC. And the CDC webpage says if you've been vaccinated, there's no need in wearing a mask. But Fauci says, wear a mask, even though you've been vaccinated. We're going to follow the CDC guidelines. And the CDC said, don't wear a mask if you've been vaccinated.
Dude, I'm sorry, man. Hold on a second. No, it's because I'm sitting here at the park watching my son play on the merry-go-round, and I'm listening to you guys in my truck, and I'm about to run out of gas. So I have to turn my truck off. Nelly. Sorry about that. I didn't realize it.
Oh, we've heard worse on here. Weathers will be driving with his window down. It sounds like he's going through a freaking wind tunnel. Where is he?
Well, he had a day off. He was fishing earlier.
Oh, okay.
He probably fell in the lake.
Holy shit, there's John.
Oh, my God. John is in.
Guess who's got the window down?
Hell no, it's cold here.
Oh, it sounds like it. Where's here?
Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'm here in South Texas. It's 90 degrees down here, brother. I'll switch with you just for a day or so.
We had a cold
day.
Right
now.
It's 50
it's
here.
In the 50s. Yeah, it's in the 50s. It's nice, actually. Sleep with the window open, the fan on.
I laid in the sun.
Is that long time
here? Well, John, did you hear the whole show, or did you just miss the whole thing?
No, I missed. Tuesday is my scout night, so I don't usually go until about 9.
You missed a good one. We started with marijuana and ended up with magic mushrooms.
Nice. Psychedelic.
Well, no,
she went through all 100 varieties of them.
Wow. When are you going to talk about edibles?
We did. We started with the pros and cons of smoking marijuana, the medicinal purposes, our uses, the CBD, then we did over some of the edibles, and then we went over all of the spices and herbs that help that for medicinal shit. And then we said, why not, let's do the psychedelic mushrooms. And there's over 200 varieties of psychedelic mushrooms.
I just had a friend tell me that they got some edibles and they thought they were I think she said that she thought they were 100. They were foul. She was high for like 2 days.
Oh, also, if you have a high-strung dog, they make edibles for dogs.
I wonder if an edible would help my freaking leg pain.
Yeah, CBD oil would too.
I've got, I don't know if it's sciatica or what, but it's the back of my knee, that muscle right there.
Oh,
oh
your
my
MC
God,
show.
It's killing me.
Is
in my left leg.
Is it the calf muscle or the muscle up above the thigh muscle?
It's the little muscle that behind the kneecap.
Right behind the kneecap. Do you sit on your butt a lot?
Yes, I drive.
Have them check your prostate, brother.
Really?
And is it your left side?
It is.
And you do a lot of clutching?
No.
When you drive, no? Okay. But when you wipe your ass, do you lean over and wipe from the right side? No, I mean, it sounds funny, but trust me. Do you lean over and wipe from the right side?
I don't know, probably. I never really paid attention.
Well, you know, if you're right-handed, you more than likely do. And so you probably have a neurological impingement, and it could be coming from the rectum if you have any sort of external hemorrhoid. It could also be coming from a nerve associated with the prostate. So, you know, those are a couple things I would, you know, that's the first thing that I would look at in a driver, someone who's sitting on their butt a lot.
Rectum health.
Yeah, I do a lot of work.
You know, one way to find out, get you one of those hemorrhoid donuts and sit on it when you're driving and see if it makes a difference.
Okay, I'll try it. I'll try anything at this point. It wakes me up at night. It hurts so bad.
Yeah. How old are you, my friend, if you don't mind?
I'll be 48 next month.
48? Okay.
Holy
oh, yeah?
Shit, really? I thought you were older than me. Yes, Bobby, you're right.
I remember when I was driving over the road before I got into this field, I did a lot of clutching, and then I would just wear my damn knee out, man. And so, but then old age kicked in, the prostate started swelling up on me, and I still get left-sided leg pain, and doctor says it's because I wipe my ass from the right.
I'll definitely remember that.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that causes a lot of sciatic pain in guys is guys who sit on their wallet all day. You know, but
most guys
have it in the right. If they have it in the right side of their pocket, you know. But if you're wearing your wallet on your left side, that can be affecting you too. So just be careful.
Yeah, my dad has that problem. He was a truck driver, and he always had his wallet in his pocket, and he's paying for it now, boy.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I have my wallet on the right-hand side, but, yeah, it's just my left leg. It hurts like hell. And, if I kick my shoe off, it almost brings tears to my eyes.
Well, that's not good. I mean, do you have any swelling behind the kneecap? And they call that the anterior patella. It's the posterior patella fossa. That's what they call that little spot back there. Like, sometimes people will develop Baker's cyst. They'll get a Baker's cyst back there that can cause problems, too. Those can be drained.
Yeah, I don't think I have
those are a pain in the ass.
But it is right where the seat hits when I drive.
And do you sit for long hours at a time?
Yeah, I mean, I was driving 4,300 miles a month for work for several months.
Ooh. Yeah, you know what? You know, blood clots are a high possibility too, and having an ultrasound of that leg might not be such a bad idea, my friend.
Yeah, a lot of truck drivers have DVTs.
Yep. Deep vein thrombosis are blood clots in the vein. So, try adjusting your seat. Try the hemorrhoid donut is what they call them. I mean, there's a bunch of different things to try. Have them check out your prostate. If you have a history of prostate cancer in the family, you're at higher risk. And, you know, and if you have any type of hemorrhoid, that's also can pinch nerves and cause, you know, problems as well. The only other thing that could possibly cause that would be a herniated disc in your lumbar 3 region of your back.
Yeah, I could see that too. I have a lot of back and neck pain.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see my chiropractor.
Chiropractors are pretty good, man. I call them chiropractors. I refer a lot of my patients out to chiropractors. They do have their places, and a lot of times they can fix your problem. A lot of times, it depends on the problem. They can only fix it temporarily, and with gravity, things just throw, or your lifestyle, things go right back. So it's a constant readjustment. You constantly have to see them. But if it's bothering you that bad, if it's bothering you that bad, where it's bringing tears to your eyes, brother, you need to go have that checked and don't play with it. It could be something severe that could kill you.
Yeah. Well, I said
rectum hell damn near killed him.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't discuss sexual orientation or lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going by just the general person.
Well, he was on the ship with Weathers, so.
Oh no! It was his turn in the turn.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Well, look, guys,
God bless you guys. I got to go. I'm about to run out of gas here, so I'm going to turn the truck off so it doesn't beep in your ear. But thank you guys for letting me hang out with you. It was fun.
No, thank you, brother.
Oh, no, we appreciate it.
Hey, John, just so
God
you
bless
know,
you guys. Hopefully we'll see you next week. Huh? Go ahead. I'm sorry, bud.
That's Andrew Ho's brother.
No, he's my brother.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said I was his brother. There's a difference.
You're all crazy anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah. Well, he's a DeFusco, right? So what do you figure?
This whole damn group is crazy.
Yeah. Anyone that comes from the boot of Italy has got a problem.
Yep. That's your sister.
Oh, Sicilians.
We're just a dysfunctional family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Stephanie, right. Stephanie is lactose intolerant, so I guess she is dysfunctional.
You said it right the first time, intelligence.
I don't want it on my bad side. I don't want to be on her bad side, I should say.
Oh, no. No, Stephanie, no. Uh-uh. No, not at all. I'd rather lie and make her happy than tell her the truth.
I just pissed her off.
It's just
all
one
the
of those
time.
Things.
You know, she's my sister, and I don't even got her phone number. I had Bob's.
I think you're good.
That's
as long
awful.
As your name's not Chris Weathers.
Well, thank you, guys. Good night. I'm going to go. Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right, brother.
guys later.
See you guys next week if I can make it, I promise.
Okay.
Awesome.
We'll think of something extraordinary to go over again.
hey, let me know ahead of time through the Facebook. That way I can study up a little bit and not be such an idiot when I come on.
Well, that's the problem. Lorna picked this subject last night. But with me being in school, it's like I can't even tell if I'm coming or going. So unless you've got a good idea, let me know.
No, I think all of these things are really good. I mean, the subjects I get the most questions about right now are COVID. I get a lot about libido issues and couples, guys and girls. Get a lot of issues on diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, the common things. So, you know, talking about the natural things and trying to do functional medicine with the practice that I'm in, the natural things that you guys are going over on the show are actually aiding to my, you know, helping my knowledge out, because I hear things that I wouldn't normally think of here, and so that's why I like it.
Well, thank you. See, that's why I love having you on the show too, because I've learned a lot from you by listening to what you have, and it's like, okay. Oh, we forgot to look up that question he said about sweet potatoes.
What was the question?
I forgot. It had something to do with sweet potatoes, and I forgot, and someone was supposed to look it up.
I know they're good for your lungs.
There's a lot of good properties in sweet potatoes, just depending on the source, but a lot of guys will there's an extract out of sweet potato that these companies are marketing right now that is a really good libido and testosterone booster. But if you take the sweet potato and you compare it to the horny goat weed, I would go with the horny goat weed, because a lot of guys can't eat the sweet potato unless it has all of that caramel and syrup in it, and that's not good for the diabetic. So I don't really highly recommend sweet potatoes. But
well, you can always mix sweet potato in with your regular potatoes.
That's true, and you can also look up the foods and the plants, especially for men. That's going to increase the nitrous oxide that I was talking about earlier, because it's the NO that's actually what the male with problem with erection issues have, and or a couple other things. And for the libido in the male or the female, the horny goat weed might be a way to go, and it's totally natural, so something to think about. If that doesn't work, then it's more physical, physiological.
Yeah.
We got 60 seconds, people.
Go ahead.
Good night, brother. Thanks. God bless you guys.
Thanks, brother. God bless everybody. And thanks again for another great show, both of yous, Kim and Dr. Phil.
Thank you.
And thank you, Lorna, for being with us as usual. And to John.
Yep.
And I appreciate everything
you
all do.
Thank you for being a Boy Scout leader. That's nice.